The South Sudan Health Ministry says the number of people turning up for the vaccine jab has increased compared to a few weeks ago, but overall turnout is still low compared to neighboring countries. Dr. Richard Lako, incident manager for COVID-19 at the South Sudan Health Ministry, says the recent high turnout is due to the public's increasing awareness about the vaccine and intensified efforts by the health ministry to reach out to more people before AstraZeneca vaccine expires in July.
Now we're opening now to make sure that all the 10 states and the 3 administrative areas get the vaccines at the same time, and then make sure that we open up there. Not with fixed sites, we use different strategies, including use of mobile teams, and so that we'll be able to access more people.
Even though the government has been encouraging the public to turn up and get the shot, many people still seem reluctant to get vaccinated. Juba resident Sura Nelson says he is willing to take the jab but has yet to receive his first dose. Nelson says he is not sure who is eligible to get the vaccine.
I think those vaccines were not made for every South Sudanese. That is actually what the government said some days back. The number of the vaccines were broad limited. That cannot cover everyone in South Sudan. And they were brought for a specific, you know, segment of the society, because the government did mention the frontline health workers, the government did mention teachers, and then elderly people above the age of 60. So I'm not vaccinated because I checked myself, and I am not among this category.
Nelson praised the government for creating awareness on COVID-19 preventive measures, but complains that the government has done little to educate people about the vaccine.
It is really not yet understood for the case of South Sudan. Okay, it is vaccination, yes. How many times am I supposed to receive the jab, okay? Is it one, twice, or how many times? You see that? Okay, if someone like me, who do follow development trends from all media outlets, yes, I can understand how it goes. How about the other person who don't even have, you know, that time to follow media?
Despite receiving 132,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine in March, South Sudan has the lowest number of people who have received their first dose of the vaccine in East Africa. Dr. Lako says less than 6,000 people have been vaccinated so far in the country. According to various data from WHO, Statista, and Africa News, in Uganda, more than 300,000 people have received their first dose of the vaccine. In Kenya, more than 850,000 people have received their first dose. And in Rwanda, more than 350,000 people got their first dose. Dr. Joseph Wamala, the World Health Organization's Emergency Health Response Officer in South Sudan, says the low turnout affects the fight against the worldwide efforts to end the spread of the pandemic. In recent weeks, South Sudan has registered fewer cases of COVID-19. According to the official data released on Monday, the health ministry registered no new confirmed case of COVID-19 on that day. Still, Wamala says it is time South Sudanese step up the fight against the pandemic, which includes getting vaccinated. He says the population should continue observing preventive measures like regular hand washing, wearing face masks in public, and social distancing.
Even as we see cases declining here, given the global connectedness that we have with the region, I think we still need to sound the messages. And I think this is where the media comes in. Please continue sounding the drums. People should not, this is not the time to let the guard down. At the global level, the transmission is at its highest level.
To date, South Sudan has registered 10,647 confirmed COVID-19 cases, including 10,462 recoveries. There have been 115 deaths in the country since the outbreak of the virus. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.